Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Richard Pennyman.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Also known as Little Richard, still rocking after all these years. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show on Independence Day Eve. We're kicking off. We can't get enough of the celebration of Independence Day in America. We're kicking it off a day early with our good friend Ken Davis, the author of a number of books, including the Don't Know Much About History 25th Anniversary Edition and A Nation Rising. That's the new one, right? Right, Ken?
That's one of the recent ones. Latest is Don't Know Much About the American President.
There you go. Yeah, I've got that. I've got that right here. It's a big
thing. I'm going to just drop this in. There's a description in that book of 4th of July at the White House when Thomas Jefferson was in office. That was one of only two public holidays at the time, and the White House was open to visitors. Tents spread out selling merchandise and beverages, and they also featured cockfights, dog fights, and horse races at the White House.
At the White
1800s.
House. Yeah, no political correctness in those days. So, okay, I want to, by the way, Ken, folks, I'm glad you're here, and I'm Jim Blasingame, if you probably figured that out. Ken Davis is our good friend and joins us on a regular basis during the year. Ken, don't know much, what is it, don'tknowmuch.com, is that right?
Don'tknowmuch.com is the website.
Yep.
And that's where I'm running a series right now, a longish series every day, posting whatever became of the 56 signers.
Right.
Quick sketches of these men, many of whose names are obscure to us. We know Jefferson. We know Adams. We know Franklin. Of course, everybody knows John Hancock's name, but not really much more about him and what became of him. But there are some really extraordinary
Some of them paid a price for this signature, didn't they?
Yes, some of them did, although I must say in the main, most of them prospered, flourished, saw reversals, but lived long and happy lives. Many lived into their 90s, 80s. I'm looking down the list here. John Adams made it to 90. Samuel Adams made it to 81. Charles Carroll, one of the richest men in America, made it to 95. When he died, he was already the chairman of the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad, which was beginning. So shows you where we went from 1776 to the beginning of the railroad at the 19th century. So a really fascinating collection of men.
Isn't it, though, important to point out that these men who you reminded us about were if not landed gentry, for American standards, we would probably call them that. They were well-to-do. Isn't it important to point out that with all of their access to wealth and the leverage, that they created a document that would allow all the rest of us to do the same thing?
Absolutely, with one a notable exception, of course, that we have to point out, because Jefferson wrote it into the Declaration and was taken out. Jefferson wrote a complaint about the King of England stopping America from ending slavery and
right.
slave trade. That was deleted. But it's a really important reminder that these men, they did something extraordinary. Almost all of them had some connection to slavery. They either owned slaves or were making money from slavery.
And
even Benjamin Rush and Benjamin Franklin, who founded the first abolition society, owned slaves at one point.
Well, I don't want to minimize that, but I do want to come back to the fact that even later, when the slavery issue was contested and has now been resolved, those people have then fell under the document, the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution. They then fell under that and gave them the opportunity to seek their own way in the world with the liberties that we all have.
There's no question that this document has become not only a central to American history, it's become central to world history. Many other freedom movements around the world have pointed back to these words of Thomas Jefferson and the men who then voted on it and then signed it, and of course risking their lives doing so. So we have to always put that first and foremost. But, if this is one of the reasons why anybody who says to me, "Oh, history is boring," is crazy. This stuff is fascinating, and it has so much to do with what's going on in our country and in the world today.
Well, and we also, in my opinion, should point out that these men, these people, because there were plenty of strong and influential women behind them, like Abigail Adams, but these people were creating something that had never existed before. This kind of never mind freedom. See, I differentiate between freedom and liberty. Freedom freedom means you're not incarcerated. But to have liberty on top of freedom, to me, that's what these people were doing. They weren't just saying, "Okay, you don't have to go to jail." They were saying, because you had the freedom to walk around, you now also have the liberty to enter into contracts, to own property, etc. What do you think?
And there's one other important note that we have to come back to, because it's probably the most radical thing Jefferson said in 1776, although we take it for granted now. Governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's us.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And so we can complain about government, but it is us, and we have to consent.
And you know what de Tocqueville said? And what does he say? In a democracy, you get the government you deserve. I think he said that. And then of course, you know what that great philosopher Pogo said, right? We've seen the enemy, and he is us. That great opossum philosopher. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Pursue happiness, my friend.
Kenneth C. Davis, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.